I'm Charles Murphy reporting. Representative Lauren Mello got House Bill 807 through several committees before it died in the Government Operations Subcommittee. She wanted to toughen penalties for non-criminal traffic infractions that result in vehicle crashes. These include red light runners. She says it would discourage repeat offenses. She's been pushing for a bill to toughen penalties for not obeying the move over law. She had a tow truck driver, Adela LaBelle, killed in Highlands County by a motorist who didn't move over when required. Mello says drivers get too many slaps on the wrists.
This bill would increase fines for individuals who consistently engage in reckless driving. It would make our roads safer and hold dangerous drivers accountable for their actions.
Isa Rao Valdez says this will make drivers more accountable.
When careless drivers cause harm, that harm will be directly followed by accountability and meaningful penalties, not a ticket that can be ignored as easily as the people who are harmed are.
The South Bay City Commission saw two commissioners take the oath of office after being reelected unopposed this spring. Taranza McKelvin, the vice mayor, and Albert Polk. Betty Barnard took the open seat left by the passing of Esther Berry. Barnard run unopposed. McKelvin says he'll continue to work for residents.
I want to continue to, you know, raise the bar, make sure that, you know, hold us accountable for what we say and what we do, because we represent you and we represent the great city of the city of South Bay. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and may God continue to bless you.
Barnard says she's ready to serve and is glad to be back on the commission.
Tonight, I stand before you with gratefulness of heart, as I extend an exceptional thanks to you, steadfast supporters, dedicated friends, and certainly my loving family.
Henry County's finest pulling over a vehicle on 720 at U.S. Highway 27. Three males inside the vehicles were not here legally and will be put into ICE custody. 32-year-old Eduardo Aguirre Macedo was charged with misdemeanor marijuana possession, resisting arrest, giving a false ID to law enforcement, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Pahokee City Commission approving $85,000 to hire a new auditor and finance director. Tammy Bussey, the interim city manager, recommended the new auditor.
We need a clean slate. We've been getting the same results for years, and we are looking for change.
Angela Reyes Santana will do some work at City Hall and some virtual.
You'll be seeing me around. Until this is over, hopefully not as much. If I'm here more than that, then we got to come back to the table.
Sanquita Cowan-Williams, the vice mayor, doesn't like the process of hiring finance this way.
We're saying we want to build our relationship back in Palm Beach County, but we skipped over Palm Beach County, not even put the bid out at all.
Resident DeMarcus Porter has been feuding with the vice mayor. She says the vice mayor should be chastised for her conduct.
This ain't elementary school. She's trying to act like y'all are third graders, like she's teaching her school. No, this is not that. Y'all are all grown people up there with fine minds.
I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.